Connor and Dustin not being here, and you had two players getting a car accident the other day. Just how much of all of this is a side chore distraction to what's actually the whole purpose of camp here and what you guys are trying to do? Is any of this becoming a distraction?
Well, it hasn't manifested itself on the ice because I've been really happy with our first 4 days and some kind of unique things that we're trying here. And you saw that here today. We had four heavy days. So the things that you would notice, because I know you guys come to all this practice and you write these things down, like you wouldn't have seen a soft two-on-one yet in 4 days. So we've changed kind of some things based on what we think our team's going to look like. So I like their 4 days, right? None of it matters because when we drop the puck in New York, whether I like camp or not, the end result's going to decide whether I was right or wrong by you guys. So we would say maybe, you know, I'm going to butcher the quote. What's that quote about rough seas making a good sailor? Something like that. But I haven't felt it in the room. Like, it's been good. Guys are working their asses off. Everybody's, you know, players got a little bit of turbulence maybe outside the jet, but inside the jet, it's good.
Can you shed any more light on Dustin's status?
None.
Any update on what your lineup will look like tomorrow? Can you give us anything that...
I can get that lineup to you pretty soon. You'll get it in a few hours. I just got to check on the group coming off the ice to make sure all the groins and everything's good. But I would say that Vesalainen and Niku, in my mind now, and I just got to get clearance, but I expect them to be available to play tomorrow. And if they're available, I'll get those guys in the lineup. I got two guys with groins that are nothing that I'm worried about. It's just your standard training camp stuff, but they probably won't go. But all I got to get the medical report here, and then I'll get that out to you as quick as I can.
Ehlers didn't skate yesterday.
I got copper in tomorrow. Nikki, I'm not sure of yet. But there isn't anything going on here that I think everybody in our camp right now, other than Skylar McKenzie, if a player, if it's a regular season game.
And is he getting close to?
Yeah, he'll go non-contact here tomorrow, we believe.
Sammy and Kristen both with opportunities in front of them and to start training camp off like that. Can you only imagine what go through their minds at the time?
About four or five things. First of all, thank God they're healthy. Like, at the end of the day, they're okay. And then you work your butt off all summer, right? You're ready to roll. You want to come in and look, and you get something like that. It's tough for them, but, hey, welcome to the NHL, right? You're always going to have some turbulence in your career, and you got to learn how to handle it.
Will you lobby to not have training camp start on Friday the 13th going forward?
You know what? If you get your ugly out early, you'd be pretty good looking by the end.